This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jolie, it doesn't feel like 4 hours. You know why? Because you know what they say. Time flies when you're having fun.
Bingo.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's The Fan Evening Show. We're with you for another hour and a half, 10:35. Jolie, we're going to give you your pick in 45 minutes. So Joel will have a segment for us coming up before the next hour. But right now, we're going to dive into a little Penguins talk at 412-928-9370. Mike Sullivan is on the verge, on the goal line. Get it? See what I did there? Love you, Pony. Seems like Mike Sullivan and the Rangers are pretty much a done deal. Emily Kaplan of ESPN reporting a couple of hours ago that Mike Sullivan and New York are in advanced contract talks, and it's expected to be one of the most lucrative head coaching deals in head coaching history, in NHL history. And then she followed that up with John Tortorella, a strong possibility to rejoin the Rangers organization as well. In what capacity, nobody knows yet, but that is something that the sources are telling her and Kevin Weeks. David Quinn, not expected to follow Mike Sullivan to New York, but will be a head coaching candidate, and that includes with your Penguins. First things first, if they hire David Quinn, they might as well be hiring Psych Mullivan. Have you seen what David Quinn looks like, Joel? Him and Sully could be brothers. They could absolutely be related. There's a side-by-side. If you just Google David Quinn, Mike Sullivan, from like a Reddit post, and you don't even need that. Just Google David Quinn and some of the facial expressions he's making at like podiums and press conferences or behind the bench when he was coaching the Rangers or the Sharks. There's one right here, man, that, I mean, you might as well just put a wig on Mike Sullivan. It's alarming. Anywho, I digress. So it seems like David Quinn will be a head coaching candidate here in Pittsburgh. And I'm anxious to hear what you guys have to say about it at 412-928-9370. Because my perception of it is this. When you have a coach for a long period of time, and again, everything has a shelf life. When it finally stops working, like Sullivan did with the Penguins, you want to try and deviate. And you want to try and freshen up the program. You want to try and freshen up the philosophy of the organization and get maybe younger blood in there or just a different approach to the way things are done in there. And to me, David Quinn doesn't do that. They're both Northeastern guys. Sully from Massachusetts, David Quinn from Rhode Island. They were college teammates, and Quinn was a member of the coaching staff this past season. Now, granted, there's a lot to like about what David Quinn brought to the Penguins as far as a coaching standpoint goes. The power play was bottom feeder. 31st in the league last year. Sully brings in his buddy David Quinn to oversee the power play, and it goes from like 31st in the league last year to up near the top 10 or even in the top 10 as far as power play efficiency goes. So that's nice. But to me, there's too many similarities when it comes to David Quinn and Mike Sullivan. And because of that, I'm not necessarily fired up about the idea of David Quinn being the Penguins head coach. Now, it also depends on what the approach is from Kyle Dubas. Does the rebuild start in 25-26? Or are you bringing in a stopgap guy to try and get the most you can out of Sidney Crosby in a Penguins uniform? Chris Letang, Evgeny Malkin, if Erik Karlsson's a part of that future, great. If not, get rid of that $10 million deal. And some other guys as well. If the mission is to try and compete as much as you can, then maybe you want to deviate from David Quinn. Because it's too similar to what wasn't working with Mike Sullivan. The other thing too, David Quinn's not a very good, doesn't have a very good head coaching resume in the National Hockey League. He's been a head coach for 5 years, one playoff appearance, never won more than 37 games, and is a career 137, 185, and 50. In year one with the Rangers, they were seventh in the Metro, 32 wins. In year two with the Rangers, they didn't get to 80 points, but they somehow made the play. That was because of the lengthened or expanded postseason in 1920. They lost in the qualifying round to Carolina, so that's why they made it. They probably wouldn't have made it in any other given year. And then he coaches 56 games in New York in 2021, and they miss the playoffs. Goes to San Jose. Not a great situation. The Sharks are still in the middle of a rebuild. 22 wins and 19 wins, and they move on. So if the mission is to compete as much as you can in 2025 with David Quinn, it doesn't compute. He's never finished higher than fifth in a division, and there's, again, too many similarities when it comes to Mike Sullivan. Now, I think the same could be said when it comes to similarities to the current regime. I think the same could be said for Rick Tocchet. I am not necessarily fired up about the idea of Rick Tocchet being the next Penguins coach. Now, it seems like if there was a destination for him, it would be Philadelphia. But also, too, the Western Michigan head coach, they just won a national championship, Pat Furschweiler. His name has been thrown around for the Flyers' job because the Flyers' team president of hockey ops, Keith Jones, him and the Western Michigan head coach, I believe, were college teammates for a couple of years. So there's some familiarity there. So if they opt to go that route, the college route with Philadelphia's opening, then that might sway Tocchet back to the Penguins a little bit more. But again, I think there's too many similarities to the Mike Sullivan regime and the Mike Sullivan philosophy. And if you want to get yourself a guy that maybe sit in and it's a peculiar case because of Sidney Crosby and his status still in the league, right? If you want to bring a guy in that you know Sid will be comfortable with, I understand that side of it. But Sidney Crosby has really never been a guy to ruffle feathers in that regard, has he? I don't think so. And Sid has been around long enough in this thing to understand that and hopefully have faith in the organization that he's played for his whole career to make the right choice. Maybe that's a guy like Kirk McDonald. You promote him from Wilkes-Barre. The last couple of coaches the Penguins have promoted from the AHL have worked out pretty darn well. Mike Sullivan, middle of the season. Dan Bylsma, middle of the season. And I believe Michel Therrien was also promoted from the Baby Pens. I could be wrong in that. That was in my Young Buck days. But they've had success doing that, and they've hired Stanley Cup winning head coaches by doing so. So that could be a route that they take. I'm also a fan of David Carl, the University of Denver hockey head coach. He's been there since 2018, a consistent Frozen Four participant or contender. They won a national championship a couple of years ago. And he's 35 years old. I think the best thing that the Penguins need is that young and up-and-coming guy. Bring maybe a splash of youth. Bring a youthful philosophy into a room that's got aging superstars and aging role pieces. And with Sidney Crosby still playing near the top of his game, or if not at the top of his game, part of me still believes that because that's still going on, the Penguins have a chance to flip this thing around next year. I don't know how big of a chance it is. There's a lot of variables at stake there. Obviously, goalie is one of them. But because Sidney Crosby has a pulse and is still playing at the top of his game, part of me still believes that they might be able to compete next year with the right head coach and with the right offseason. Speaking of former Penguins, David Perron just scored for Ottawa to tie it up at 2 against the Maple Leafs. So some former Pens doing some things in the NHL playoffs. And then that way, too, if you've got this younger guy, if you go with a guy like David Carl, you give him the leash and you give him the opportunity to be that young coach with more youth during the rebuild or during the era post-Sidney Crosby, post-Evgeny Malkin, that were on a crash course here for a couple of years. David Carl is my pick right now for Penguins head coach. And truthfully, like, if it's somebody, I'm not going to sit here and act like I am some hockey coaching expert. I've done some very preliminary research on these guys that have been reportedly linked to the Penguins job. And from what I've read and what I've watched, I really like David Carl. But to be quite honest with you, as long as it's an outside enough hire, outside of the Penguins bubble or Penguins adjacent of the last 10 years, I will be happy. Because they need to deviate themselves. Not that Mike Sullivan is a bad coach. Joel and I were talking earlier. I think if he gets back into the right situation, which it sounds like he might with the Rangers, that Mike Sullivan's got a real chance to etch his name back on the cup and win a Stanley Cup with another team before his coaching career is all said and done. I believe that. The Penguins don't need to deviate themselves from the Mike Sullivan regime and the Mike Sullivan way of doing things because Mike Sullivan is a bad coach. It just has become unbelievably stale hockey the last 3 years, and it's reached a new low point. I mean, they almost didn't get to 80 points in a season for the first time in almost 20 years before the playoff run in an 82-game season. Obviously, they didn't get to 20 points in shortened lockout seasons or shortened COVID seasons, but they were still good. In 3 straight years without a playoff berth. So no thanks to Rick Tocchet. No thanks to David Quinn. My pick is David Carl And if not David Carl, just somebody from outside the Mike Sullivan bubble of the last 10 years. What say you at 412-928-9370? Of course, like always, all topics are on the table when it comes to the phone lines. And Doc in Claysville's up with us, and he wants to talk about the Pirates. Doc, thanks for staying patient, my man. How are you?
Oh, it's going pretty good there, Jack. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for giving us a buzz.
Okay, on the Pirates situation in here, if you watch the game, and I know you watched the game today, and you see the empty seats, the Pirate fans are disgusted with this. That's what'll get the attention. Where's the commissioner? You know, in other words, you got to get rid of this manager and his staff. And I got a couple names for you.
Go for it.
One guy that did a lot for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Maddon. He tops on my list, a disciplinarian. And the other one would be a guy that worked for Joe Maddon. He's managing the Washington team now. And that guy, I forget his name, but he was an assistant with Joe Maddon. You know who I'm talking about?
Dave Martinez?
I think that's it, yeah.
He's the current manager of the Nationals, and he worked with Maddon when they won the World Series in Chicago in 2016.
That's another name that I'm really like, but Maddon be my number one, but put that there. And I think that'll get their attention here. And that's about all I have, Jack. Doing a good job. I always like to, when you're on the air.
Well, Doc, I always like it when you pick up the phone and dial 928-9370. Always a pleasure talking to you. Be well tonight. When he brings up the attendance, I'm willing to give the Pirates the benefit of a doubt at 1235 on a Thursday during the workday. The alarming number for the attendance is the several already sub 10,000 attendance numbers that they've had on weeknights. That's bad. And that shows you that the fan base is fed up, like Doc in Claysville was talking about there. Always a pleasure to talking to Doc. 412-928-9370. It's also the number of the fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Like I mentioned, any and all topics are on the table. We talked about the Steelers draft class, players you like, players you wish the Steelers maybe would have gotten, position groups that you would have liked the Steelers to address at 412-928-9370. The Buccos on pace to lose 100 in 2025. Are you pissed about it? Because I am. 412-928-9370. And the Penguins, my pick is David Carl, University of Denver head coach. What are you looking for in the next Penguins head coach? And is there a name in mind that you have? 412-928-9370. Your calls, your texts in the next segment. Joel Nelson's got a headline, and then he has a segment at 9:45. I'm Jack Hillgrove. It's the Fan Evening Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alrighty, so the second annual Five Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union will take place June 5 and June 6 this year at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Donate now at 937thefan.com. It helps support local volunteer fire departments in our area. Brought to you by Charles Leach Insurance, Firehouse Subs, True Fan Travel, People's Natural Gas, and Lewis Anthony Jewelers. I'm Jack Hillgrove with you for another hour or so, give or take. We're taking you up until the nightly sports call at 10:35. Tonight, it's Mulzey and Richie Walsh. So 412-928-9370. All topics are on the table. We start with Mike and McKees Rocks, who wants to talk Steelers. What's up, Mike?
Okay, Jack, I'm just letting you know there is no five-alarm fire quarterback.
Okay.
They screwed the pooch with Mason Rudolph, how they handled him the first time. It was Christmas time. Mason Rudolph, come on. Give the kid a chance.
They did. He won three straight games to end the season and took him to the playoffs.
Yes, and...
And then he went to Tennessee. Then he went to Tennessee, Mike, and stunk. And now he's back.
They didn't give him no money because they didn't want to give him any money.
Who?
The Steelers.
The Steelers paid him more than Tennessee paid him last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, all right. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, anyways, and I'm telling you, Will Howard is going to be the steal of the entire draft. We'll be talking about him forever. He's the same size as Ben. He's got the same qualities. Came from a better system, you know, better competition.
Right. See, that's the thing, Mike, and I really hope that it comes to fruition with Will Howard. I like him a lot. I just don't really care about the size comparable to Ben Roethlisberger. It means nothing to me because Russell Wilson in his prime won a Super Bowl and was not the biggest guy in the world. So to me, that doesn't matter. What I look at are two things. Number one, the guy had a 73% completion percentage for the national champions last year. And number two, his best football for Ohio State was when it mattered the most in the college football playoff. So that's what has me optimistic about Will Howard.
And two championships.
Absolutely.
He won the championship at Kansas.
What championship?
K-State.
Which one?
Wherever he played before.
Yeah, Kansas State.
Yes. He won the championship with them.
Which, not the national championship.
No, not the national conference championship.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
he had nowhere near the quality of players there. He was it. He had an 80-yard run. He had a 70-yard run. He had a bunch of long runs with Kansas State when he had to.
Oh, yeah, he's super, super, super athletic. And, Mike, I'm going to let you go because I have another caller. Thanks for the call. Actually, Kansas State did not win the Big 12 championship in 2023 when Will Howard was there. They were 9-4 and they were ranked, but they were not Big 12 champions when Will Howard was there. He saved all of his championship winning for Ohio State and played the best football of his Ohio State tenure when it mattered most, which is, again, one of the encouraging things about Will Howard. Mark in Pittsburgh's on the Fan. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you doing? I hope your night's well.
Yeah, me too. Me for you too. Thanks.
Thanks. I'd love to talk about the Steelers, but I'll keep us on subject with the Pirates.
No, yeah, whatever you want. Yeah, it's totally open. Whatever you want to go with.
Are you able to recall throughout history any other instances where fan bases have been this disturbed and absolutely done with an owner like we are right here in Pittsburgh right now and how it kind of played out?
It kind of seems like that way. I mean, again, I'm not there, and I haven't spent time in those other places compared to Pittsburgh to really give you an answer. But on paper, it seems like it's going on right now in Tampa, and it seems like it's going on right now in, Sacramento with the Athletics out of Oakland. Those fan bases seem pretty darn fed up. It seems like it's going on a lot more in baseball than it is in other sports. But I'm with you. I mean, if you were to put a Mount Rushmore together of current fan bases that are like the most pissed off, Pirate fans are on it for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I guess with it going on in baseball primarily right now, there's a few teams like you mentioned. Obviously, at a point here, the commissioner is going to have to step in and they're going to either have to put a cap and definitely a floor as well. I mean, it's just getting a little bit out of hand like it is here in Pittsburgh. I mean, I think the biggest slap in the face we can do, I know there's a bunch of organizers and all this stuff all over the place, but I think we need to start a fundraiser, sad to say, for a baseball team, but we should start a fundraiser citywide for our payroll. I mean, if Bob doesn't want to pay the money, I bet we could maybe as a city, all the Pirates fan, we could maybe raise $20 million a year for the guy, and we could maybe sign a bat or two every year, you know?
Let me ask you a question, Mark, and then I'm going to let you go because I want to get to somebody else here.
Yeah.
So, not a bad idea. I understand it. You might be able to raise a little bit money, but the fans do not have the power to take the money that they raise and directly offer it to that player or players that you want to sign with the money you raise. You're going to have to give it over to the organization. So would you trust the organization to take that money and spend it like how the fans would want it to?
The thing is no, unless there is papers written out and agreements. But the thing is that his pride's too big. They would never take the money. So what we could do is then in the end, we just donate it. But, you know, it's more of a slap in the face to him to say, hey, we ourselves are willing to, pay your players. This is kind of getting old. You know, if you can't afford the extra $30 million a year, it's maybe time to move on. I know you're probably making good money. It's not against the guy. I hate that so much crap gets talked on one guy. So it's not just him. It's like a relationship that it's just, hey, I don't really like you anymore. We got to, it's done. And I know it's crazy. It's an owner, but there's not a person within 250 square miles of the center of the city that says they like the guy and everybody loves baseball. You hear it every day, but I appreciate you taking my call.
No, I appreciate you staying up with us and listening and giving us a buzz, man.
Yep.
All right, take care. There goes Mark in Pittsburgh. Yeah, that's a good point. I would be, if you were to poll the Pittsburgh metropolitan area, and if you get this station, like if you're somewhere and you get decent enough reception and listen to 93.7 The Fan consistently, I would be beyond shocked if the amount of people if you polled the question, do you like Bob Nutting as the owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates, less than 1% would answer yes to that question. And I would be shocked if it were any higher based off of, especially this year. And that's not necessarily, my opinion, right? I mean, if I were to answer that question, it would be no. But that's just me objectively viewing it. The fans' pissed off levels are at an all-time high with the sell the team chants and the horrible attendance numbers this year. They've had enough. Jim in Monroeville wants to talk about Will Howard. What's up, Jim?
Thank you for taking my call
you
tonight.
Got it.
You had a caller a few calls ago just state that this guy was going to be the steal of the draft. I mean, I'm not there. I don't know that I'm going to be there until I see something on the field, and I'm not even going to assume when that will happen. So I do think in the sixth round, a college quarterback that you know, won a national championship and did well during the college football playoff run, not just, you know, win the whole thing. But I look at the beginning of the college football playoffs, and Ohio State was the national champion back in 2014. But, I, you know, like the quarterbacks are a blur, but I can tell you Ezekiel Elliott and another great player, Michael Thomas. Now, I know both are, you know, not what they used to be, but, you know, that team was carried by those two.
And that team was good enough, Jim, to win a national championship with a third-string quarterback because they were dealing with some injuries, and Cardale Jones, who was QB3 on that depth chart, won those two playoff games.
Well, and there you go. And I look at a guy like Will Howard, and I'm like, okay, well, I don't see a Michael Thomas. I don't see an Ezekiel Elliott. The game has changed. It's faster in the last 11 years. So I think that's some upside. I think the way he played, I think he's NFL ready. I'll give him that. I think if something happens, give or take, Mason Rudolph, we don't get Aaron Rodgers, I think Will Howard is NFL ready.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And Jim, thanks for the call. Again, the most encouraging thing about Will Howard is the fact that he played the best football of his 1 year at Ohio State when it mattered the most in the college football playoff. I mean, you look at 2024, decent enough numbers in the Michigan game. Obviously, they lost, not great, 19 of 33, two interceptions. And he averaged probably somewhere around, I'd have to do my Scott Steiner math and have to figure out the yards per game completion percentage in the regular season and versus the playoff. But again, the playoff is where he played his best football. Tennessee, Oregon, Texas, and Notre Dame were the four best teams that they played in 2024, and it was not even close. And the Oregon team that they lost to in the regular season was not as good as the Oregon team that they crushed in the Rose Bowl in the playoff. Everybody's getting better towards the end of the season. And that Indiana team that was ranked fifth in the country when they played them just happened to be undefeated at that point. Didn't matter. Point is this. The four best teams that they faced all year were in the playoff. And Will Howard was 24 for 29 with 311 yards against Tennessee. 17 for 26, 319 and three touchdowns against Oregon. 24 of 33, 73%, one touchdown, one pick against Texas. Other Ohio State Steelers draftee, Jack Sawyer, game-clinching defensive touchdown. And then the national championship game, 17 for 21, two touchdowns. Over 1,000 yards and a completion percentage no less than 65%. And the 65 was actually the outlier because the other two were above 80 and the other one was 73. I understand that he's a sixth-round pick, and he was a sixth-round pick for a reason. But if you're going to be high on Will Howard, be high on him for the fact that he didn't play. He saved the best of his game for when it mattered the most and led his team to a national championship. One more before the break. Vinny and Latrobe wants to talk about the Buccos. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I think it's way less about Bob Nunning. Like the Pirates today, they had a rubber match against the Cubs. I was at the game, and they had Joey Bart and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa on the bench, and I get that Skeens wants Henry Davis to be his catcher, so why not have Joey Bart, DH, and Kutch in the outfield and IKF in there in a must-win game almost against a divisional opponent?
Vinny, you ask a question, and sometimes it's so simple, and a lot of about the Pirates, you ask, well, why can't it be this way? And it seems simple, and for whatever reason, Derek Shelton just doesn't do what we think are just the simplest things to adjust this team.
Yeah,
I am totally with you. I don't have the answer for you. It's like it's a great point because Joey Bart's been one of the better bats, and it's like okay, you want to keep your nine best bats in the lineup consistently, but for whatever reason, that's just not going on.
And I think it's way less about Bob Nunning and way more to do with Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington not putting this team in a position to win.
Oh, absolutely. And Vinny, thanks for the call. I'm with you there. But again, I'm not going to, because I believe it, and the masses will come for me. I'm not going to totally dismiss. Bob Nutting is not off the hook by any means, and he is. And the old saying is the fish rots from the head. But I made the point earlier in the program that in the last three games that the Pirates have had against the Cubs, and you can even, I'd be anxious to, and I'm going to do this during the break, and I'll let you know because I just have to take a minute to do it, and that's on me for, you know, not preparing that ahead of time. We'll be better the next time out. But I made the point during the beginning of the show that in the three lineups that the Pirates have had against the Cubs, one guy was drafted by Ben Cherington, and it was today, Henry Davis. That ain't good. So for, you know, Vinny to say it's more on Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington, yeah, I think so. I 100% think so. Because this regime, for whatever reason, has not figured out how to develop its hitting talent. And you have stopgap quad A players like in Manuel Valdez and Alex Canario in the lineup on a consistent basis. And guys like, you know, dollar store free agents like Adam Frazier and Tommy Pham in these lineups. Instead of the guys that you're supposed to be developing through your system. I don't know. Hopefully Connor Griffin turns out okay in 2030. Can we hold out for that? Can we look back in like 2032, whoever the hell the GM of the Pirates is then, and say, hey, you know what? Ben Cherington got Connor Griffin right at least. While Paul Skeens is striking out 12 for the Dodgers. All right. I need to get to a break before I just dive off into a really pessimistic tangent. Joel Nelson's got a segment for us next. He's a producer here and does one hell of a job. I always enjoy working with Joely, and I appreciate his take on sports. So, Joel's got a topic for us next. We'll dive into it, and we're with you until 10:35. I'm Jack Hillgrove on The Fan Evening.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks, y'all. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Jack Hillgrove taking you up until 10:35. Joined by producer Joel Nelson. Joel's got a topic for us. Mr. Nelson, if you please.
Jack, this was something you were alluding to a little bit, and it relates to Sidney Crosby, and like obviously everybody in Pittsburgh appreciates him a ton and everything, but I think another aspect, and you were talking about this, was how he has like no effect in who they're going to hire as head coach. It's a different scenario when, you know, think about like LeBron James.
Big time.
And maybe even Aaron Rodgers, and it helps the fact that Rodgers is kind of close with Mike Tomlin. If he didn't have that sort of, you know, not relationship, but you know what I mean, that little like connection with Mike Tomlin or whatever, I don't know if he would be in the conversation for becoming the Steelers head coach. But Sidney Crosby, another really cool thing about him is he's so chill and humble and everything. And not saying that LeBron James and Aaron Rodgers aren't, but
I mean
that aspect of, you know, they're not going to force a head coach out of, he's not going to force a head coach out of town. That's another cool thing about Sidney Crosby.
One of the funnier things that I will probably bring up again once the day comes that LeBron James calls it quits. David Blatt was, I have to look up, and I'm looking up the exact number here.
I totally forgot about him. David, as Cavs head
David
coach.
Blatt went 53-29 in year one. That is when they lost in the finals to the Warriors the first time. And then in year two, through 41 games, the Cavs were 30-11. David Blatt, in 123 games as an NBA head coach, won a division title, made it to the NBA playoffs, a playoff record of 14-6, and was fired at 30-11. That is outrageous. I remember because I've kind of all, and I don't really think this is a problem because Pittsburgh's never had an NBA team, so I have kind of always gone back and forth on teams that I've rooted for. I really like the Heat back when Shaq and D-Wade were a tandem. And is it because they were at the top of the NBA and won a championship? Yes. I love Dirk. And, you know, when you grow up and you start to learn more things about sports and you figure out that Mark Cuban was the owner of the Mavericks and a Pittsburgh guy. So I always liked the Mavericks. And then when Luka came on the scene in Dallas, I'd always preferred Dallas. But in that stretch there, 2015-2016, after Dirk retired and stuff, or kind of fizzled out, I started watching the Cavs a little bit more when LeBron went back. And I remember being blown away that David Blatt at 30-11 was just handed his papers. 83-40, a .675 winning percentage. And he's just never coached in the NBA again. Outrageous to me.
Well,
you can't tell me that was just not orchestrated by LeBron James.
Yeah. I mean, that was probably the first thing that came to mind to you, right?
Oh, absolutely.
LeBron James factor and stuff. Another similar thing, and I don't know if this was like Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard or whatever, but when the Milwaukee Bucks got rid of Adrian Griffin 8 months after he was hired, like in his first season with Milwaukee in late January of 2024, they were 30-13 and they let him go. He was in his first season with the team as well.
Nuts. nuts to me. Yeah, now David Blatt is a counselor for a professional basketball team in Israel. It's a FIBA Europe League. I'm not going to try and pronounce it, but that's what David Blatt is doing nowadays. Born in Louisville, grew up in Farmington, Massachusetts, played at Princeton, and absolutely could have probably made a name for himself as an NBA head coach, but for whatever reason, just maybe LeBron James just ruined the NBA for David Blatt. I have no idea. But yeah, that is definitely one of the cooler things about Sidney Crosby, and he absolutely could has had every opportunity to pull that card throughout his career, and it just seems like he really hasn't, and played it off of what Dan Bylsma wanted to accomplish very well. There were, I think, some more philosophical differences when it came to Mike Johnston, and that's why he was shipped out of town for Mike Sullivan, and they were able to accomplish great things together. And I don't think, you know, and very easily too, for all of what Sidney Crosby's been able to accomplish at 38 years old next year with a new head coach, he could just say, F this, I'm done. I don't, you know, want to play for this guy anymore, and just totally act like, because he's earned that right to do so, but I don't think that's going to happen. And which is why, and I said this earlier when I was talking about the coaching candidates, which is why, as long as Sidney Crosby is still near the top of his game and he has that mindset, there is a small sliver of hope in me for until Sidney Crosby retires or leaves the Penguins. I will always have that small sliver of hope that they could potentially remain competitive.
You never know, because he's that good. He's yep. that good at that age that he's at, late 30s. He's that good. He's one of one.
Voted, what, the most complete player across the National Hockey League this past year again?
Sure seems like it. Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, but they've got, and we had a texter about an hour ago, Mike and Jeanette, loyal listener, appreciate you, Mike. They do have more issues beyond a new head coach, and again, it starts with a couple of these contracts. I look at Ryan Graves, I look at Erik Karlsson, and is Tristan Jarry your guy? And what are you going to do with his unnecessarily large contract as the Penguins goalie, and long as well? Good stuff, Jolie. Always appreciate you. We've got another half hour or so left on our journey on May 1st. Let's see. We've got a final in Toronto. Maple Leafs 4, Senators 2. So Toronto moving on. They take care of Ottawa in 6. Greg Finley's Stars are on the verge of beating Colorado. That game just started a few minutes ago. But if Dallas wins tonight, they move on. And Vegas is 6.5 minutes away from also advancing in the Western Conference. They lead Minnesota 3-2. And I think Marc-Andre Fleury is on the bench for the Wild in this one. So we'll have to see and keep an eye on that. NBA-wise, a good one, Jolie, with the Knicks and the Pistons. Detroit up 105-103 in Game 6, late fourth quarter, about 5 minutes left. We'll have to flip on that on one of these TVs. New York wins, they advance. And then getting ready to tip off here in like a minute or so, I bet, Denver and LA Clippers. The Nuggets, they win, they advance, they lead LA.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent,
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.